It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Psalm 92:1. Dear Heavenly Father, I do not just offer praise to you just because you are worthy, but because it is also good for my soul. I am created for praise, carefully woven together to experience harmony with you. When I worship you, I am living out my sole purpose in life. So may every breath within me be praise to you. May every step I take and move I make be for your namesake. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me in prayer. Stay tuned for today's free podcast, Meditative Prayers with Zach Clinton, where you can draw close to God and find strength in Him.
What if Joseph hadn't warned Pharaoh to prepare for 7 years of famine? The book of Genesis tells us that Egypt and Joseph's own family survived because Joseph knew how to prepare for emergencies. Hi, I'm Matt Potter, co-founder of Pray.com. Being prepared is as wise today as it was in Joseph's time. That's why I urge you to order a medical emergency kit from the Wellness Company. This is not a first aid kit. It's a prescription medical emergency kit, and it's like having an urgent care in your own home. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 health issues, infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and more. No trip to the doctor, hospital, or pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order online in minutes, and your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/pray and use promo code PRAY. Again, twc.health/pray and use code PRAY at checkout.
My friends, welcome to your meditative prayer on morning gratitude. To get the most out of your spiritual journey, use pray.com every day and make prayer a priority in your life. Our goal for today's meditative prayer is morning gratitude. Before the busyness of today begins, let's just take a moment to really center ourselves. And as you breathe in and breathe out, focus on relaxing your body and quieting your mind. Now, turn your thoughts toward what God has prepared for you this morning. Take a moment to just pour out your adoration to God, who hears us. God, I praise you for your word that is upright, and all your work is done in faithfulness. I worship you, for you are not as mankind, and you do not lie, nor do you change your mind. I give you praise, for you do what you say, and what you say you fulfill. I exalt you, Lord, for you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure. Seeking God and expecting Him to answer requires faith. The Bible says that believing in God's word and engaging with it will produce faith. As simple as that sounds, application isn't always smooth sailing. Life can get really complicated really fast. Sometimes you find yourself lost at sea with shredded sails and no clue how to work a winch. It's hard to have faith in fearful and frustrating circumstances. There are times fear becomes greater than faith. Confess those moments to God. If you confess your sins to Him, He is faithful and just, and He will forgive your sins and purify you from all unrighteousness. Now, consider for a moment God's faithfulness in your life and thank Him for it. Thank God that even when you are faithless, He remains faithful. Thank Him that His faithfulness endures to all generations. Thank the Lord for His word that is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Think for a minute on past experiences where you engaged with the words of God. Think of how your faith was increased and amplified, and the blessing that involvement brought to your life. My friends, God is present, and He's listening to you. He promised that when you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. You must hold on to faith. The book of Hebrews teaches that without faith, it is impossible to please God. If you are to approach Him, you must do so believing that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him and seek His face. Seek God out. Reach out to Him for favor and faith, and ask the Holy Spirit to minister the truth of God's word in your heart. Remember, God expects you to lift your voice, to direct your prayers to Him, and be encouraged. You're not alone, and you are not marooned. You have the seal of the Holy Spirit, the promise of God's help made manifest. Hold fast to the confession of your hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. You have God's Holy Spirit to show you the way and to assist you. So reach out to God. Call out to Him in boldness. Seize this day to call on Jesus, and do so expecting Him to not only answer you, but to bless you beyond measure. Friends, thank you for completing today's meditative prayer on pray.com. By incorporating this healthy habit as a daily practice, you're making prayer a priority and strengthening your walk with God. Again, my name is Zach Clinton from the American Association of Christian Counselors, and we love being a part of your life.